Hello and welcome to Wellbeingness Podcast, the show where we empower women to prioritize their well-being and mental health. I'm Dr. Fortuna, your host and guide on this journey towards self-discovery and self-care. Today we are diving into a topic that is close to my heart, self-care. This topic is relevant and appealing to everybody, especially women who are often juggling multiple roles and responsibilities. In this episode, not only will we talk about the importance of self-care, we will also share a few strategies for busy women. So stay tuned. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to neglect ourselves amidst the chaos of daily life. But remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's a necessity. So let's explore some practical strategies to nurture your mind, body, and soul. First thing first, what exactly is self-care? It's more than just bubble bath and spa days. Self-care means taking intentional action to preserve or improve your health, well-being, and happiness. Self-care is about understanding your own needs and meeting them. So it's not just a luxury, it's a fundamental part of a healthy lifestyle. But in our busy lives, where every minute seems precious, how do we find time for self-care? Let's explore this challenge in our next segment. Self-care comes in many forms. There's physical self-care, which includes exercise, nutrition, and rest. Emotional self-care involves understanding and addressing your emotions. Mental self-care focuses on keeping your mind sharp and engaged. And social self-care revolves around nurturing healthy relationships. Remember, it's essential to balance this aspect for overall well-being. One of the biggest challenges is finding time for self-care, especially for busy women. We often put others' needs before our own, leaving little time for ourselves. But here is the truth. Self-care isn't about adding more to your to-do list. It's about prioritizing what truly matters by setting boundaries or managing your time effectively. You can integrate self-care into your routine without feeling overwhelmed. Setting boundaries is a vital part of self-care. It means knowing your limits and communicating them assertively. Whether it's your personal relationship or at work, setting boundaries ensure that your needs are respected. Remember, saying no when necessary is an act of self-care, not selfishness. Now, let's discuss a specific self-care technique that has gained immense popularity in recent years. Mindfulness. Mindfulness, the practice of being present and fully engaged in the moment, is a powerful tool in self-care. It helps you appreciate life as it happens, reducing stress and promoting overall well-being. You don't need hours of meditation, even a few minutes of mindful breathing or enjoying a simple activity can make a significant difference. How does self-care relate to our mental health? This is an essential connection we will explore next. Taking care of your mental health is essential. If you are feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or burnout, seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Reaching out to mental health professional, counselor, or support group, remember your mental well-being matters. And there are resources available to help you navigate life's challenge. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this thought. Self-care is not a one-time event. It's a lifelong practice. It's about creating habits that nourish your body, mind, and soul every day. Start small, be consistent, and be kind to yourself. Remember, you are worthy of love and happiness and care. Thank you for tuning in to Webiness Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. We are here to support you on your journey to well-being and mental health. Until next time, take care of yourself and remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Thank you. And I also want to remind you that we are providing the podcast every week, once every week. Thank you.